情呢？
So sometime after this, what is this?
就是耶稣在圣殿里面医治了38年的瘫痪的人。
So he healed the invalid for 38 years.
所以这在他在病人的身上，没有盼望的病人身上，他医治了他们。
So this is a hopeless person, but he cured him.
所以这事以后呢，耶稣呢就过海到加利利这边来。
So he crossed the Sea of Galilee.
我们今天在探讨这个题目的时候，要让我们看见我们所看见的是什么。
So we should see what you should have seen.
如果我们看见的东西，就会让我们产生一个判断，然后就引导出方向来。
You see something, you noticed, and you have some judgment.
所以一个人的看见或看不见是影响我们很大很大的。
So what you see influence you pretty much.
这里接下来讲到说，有许多的人因为看见耶稣在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
And a great crowd of people follow him because they saw the miraculous sign he had performed on the sick.
我们要知道加利利海呢，事实上是像一个湖一样。
Sea of Galilee is just like the size of a lake.
你从湖的这一边要到湖的另外一边呢，你可以坐船过去。
So you can take a boat from one shore to another.
但是你也可以沿着岸边这样走过去。
But you can also walk across it.
速度来讲的话，相差不是很大的。
And the difference not much between walking and taking a boat.
所以当耶稣要过海的时候，他坐在船上过海。
So Jesus crossed the sea in a boat.
但是这里讲说，有很多的人就从岸边呢，沿着岸边呢这样走，看他船要往哪个方向去。
But many people walk around the Sea of Galilee, follow him.
圣经里面记载事实上有多少人呢？
How many followed him?
圣经讲有5000人。
Recorded as 5,000 people.
有的福音说只有男人就有5000人。
That counted as 5,000 men.
所以应该讲起来，如果再加上他们的配偶，再加上了孩子的话，那就超过10,000人。
So included spouse and children, there's more than 10,000.
你可以试想，10,000人或是5000人都好，这么多的人从一个点要走到另外一个点，那是一个很大的行动。
Regardless, 5,000, 10,000 is a major movement of people across or around the lake.
为什么这么多人愿意这样的跟着耶稣的船这样走呢？
Why so many people willing to follow his boat?
因为他们看见。
Because they saw.
他们看见了什么呢？他们看见耶稣在病人身上所行的神迹。
Because they saw miraculous sign he had performed on the sick.
所以他们这么多的人呢，就跟随着耶稣的船呢，这样走过去。
That's why so many follow his boat.
当耶稣一过到海过了湖里上岸了以后呢，耶稣就上了山和门徒坐在那里。
Then Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down with his disciples.
那个时候犹太人的逾越节近了。
The Jewish Passover feast was near.
我们应当知道5000多人在逾越节的时间快到的时候呢，却跟着耶稣跑到加利利海去。
So there are 5,000 people near Passover following Jesus around the Sea of Galilee.
逾越节事实上是应该到耶路撒冷去过节的。
People are supposed to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem.
但是这些人没有到耶路撒冷去，反倒在偏僻的加利利海。
Instead of going to Jerusalem, so many people instead going to remote area of Sea of Galilee.
为什么有一个违反节期的行动呢？
So it's a contrary to the custom.
因为这些人看见了。
Because they saw.
他们看见了一个可能别人不一定看得见的。
They saw something that others did not see.
他们看见耶稣在病人身上能够行出神迹来。
They saw the miraculous sign he had performed on the sick.
接下来我们来看，耶稣举目看见许多人来。
When Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd.
他就对他旁边的这个门徒腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
He said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
因为这个时间来讲，五千多人集体在这个地方行动的话，要叫他们散去也要花很长的时间，而且时间已经是晚了。
So the crowd of 5,000 dispersed took a long time and it's getting late.
他说这一句话要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎么样行。
He added only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
所以腓力是在他旁边的门徒，他这样的告诉他说， 我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
So he was testing Philip where to buy bread for these people to eat.
腓力立刻回答说，就是20两的银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Philip answered him, a month's wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.
我们在这里读到说，为什么腓力会讲说20两银子呢？
So what does it mean, a month's wages?
那就表示腓力的他们 跟随的这个地方，他们所带的钱事实上就是20两银子。
That's all they have.
他不说50两银子。
Why they didn't say 12 months wages?
所以事实上就是表示我的口袋里面呢，我们跟随耶稣呢所带的钱呢就是有20两的银子。
That's all they had.
所以腓力的眼睛看的是什么呢？
So what was Philip seeing?
他看的是什么？
What was he seeing?
他看的就是20两银子。
That's a month's wages.
他看见了我们的口袋里面有20两的银子。
He only saw a month of wages.
这位腓力他的背景是什么呢？
What was Philip's background?
我要用约翰福音第一章，我们来看看这位腓力当他遇见耶稣的时候他说了什么。
So let's see what he was saying when he first met Jesus.That's in John chapter
1. 43. 在43节，第一章第43节说，他说，又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见了腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me.
这是第一次耶稣和腓力相见的时候。
That's the first encounter between them.
圣经讲到说，这个腓力是伯赛大人，伯赛大人。和安德烈彼得是同一个城市的。
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida.
所以现在这个五饼二鱼这个神迹呢，也是就是在伯赛大这个附近。
So this 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish miracle occurred in Bethsaida.
接下来腓力听了耶稣说来跟从我以后呢，他就去找拿但业，然后对拿但业说，
Philip found Nathanael and told him,
摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
当耶稣邀请腓力说来跟从我吧，他就做了这样一个反应。
So when Jesus come follow me, that's his response.
他不但跟随耶稣，
Not only he followed Jesus,
他还去找另外一个朋友叫拿但业。
He also went to his friend Nathanael.
这句话说在犹太人当时来讲是一个很大的消息，很大的新闻。
So it's a major news in that time.
也就是说我们犹太人已经等了上千年了，摩西在过去律法书上所写的，上帝所应许的那一位呢，我遇见了。
So they found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote.
也就是说我们犹太人一直在那边等，在那边等的，现在出现了。
That's the person Jewish people has been waiting for all their lives.
我们在这里要看见腓力可以讲这样的话。
It's what Philip said.
当耶稣说他们我们要拿什么东西喂这些人的时候呢，他的回话却说我们只有20两银子。
That's his response when he first met Jesus. But when Jesus asked him, how should we feed these people? He said, we only have a month's wages.
好，腓力的眼睛看着20两的银子。
So Philip only saw a month's wages.
我们再来看另外一个门徒。
So let's go to another disciple.
这是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说。
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up.
因为他听见耶稣在对腓力所讲的话。
So he heard their conversation.
接下来这位安德烈他在这里就回应说，在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
Andrew said, here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?
这里在读中文的人可能会有点产生误解。
So you may misunderstood the meaning reading Chinese.
中文里面讲说五个大麦饼。
They're talking about 5 large barley loaves instead of 5 small barley loaves.
但是英文是什么？是小麦饼。但是它是什么？大麦做的。
So it's a small barley but made of barley.
也就是这个小孩子带了一点点东西，一点点的食物而已，不是大的。
So the boy just brought something, a small portion with him.
我第一次读以前读的时候，我想，哦，这个孩童不简单，做大带了五个大的麦饼来，那要让他跳得动也不简单。
The first time I read about this in Chinese, I thought this boy brought a lot with him because it's the barley means big in Chinese.
安德烈的眼睛看到什么
？So what did Andrew saw see?
他看到什么
？What did he see?
他看到了那五个饼跟两条鱼。
He only saw five small loaves and two small fish.
他认为我能够找的就找就这么多而已。
That's all he could find.
看起来安德烈可能比较吝啬一点。
So maybe he's a miser. Andrew was a miser.
他想说那二十两银子是我们好不容易存起来的。
So he thought, well, it took us a long time to put away 8 months' wages.
把那个钱就花掉不太好。
So we spent it all up.
但是我找到了现成的，就剩下这一点点的食物。
But we only have five small loaves and two small fish here.
我们再来看，当耶稣遇到安德烈的时候，安德烈做什么样的反应
？So that's came back to their first encounter between Jesus and Andrew.
那是记载在约翰福音第一章四十节。
So that's in John chapter 1 verses 40.
听见约翰，就是这个施洗约翰的话呢，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard that John had said and who had followed Jesus.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见了弥赛亚了。
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah.
当安德烈遇到耶稣的时候，他也很高兴，他去找他的哥哥彼得。
So Andrew was excited and went to find his brother.
他告诉他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
So he said, "We have found the Messiah."
这是犹太人等了千年的盼望出现的，现在出现了。
The Jewish people has been waiting for over 1,000 years for Messiah. Now it finally appeared.
弟兄姐妹，我们再一次来思想一下安德烈和腓力。
So let's think about Andrew and Philip again.
当他们遇见耶稣的时候，他们宣告说：“啊，你就是我们摩西律法上所写的、先知所记载的、我们等候的那一位。”
So they're saying that's what Moses wrote in the book of law, and he was Messiah.
你就是弥赛亚。
So Jesus was Messiah.
但是遇到了有问题的时候呢，他们的眼睛是看谁呢
？But when problem came, what did they see?
他们看着那二十两的银子。
So they saw 8 months' wages.
他们看着那五个饼两条鱼
Five loaves, two fish.
弟兄姐妹我们是不是也是如此呢
Are we behaving like this also?
你不是也宣告说他是基督他是耶稣他是主宰吗
We proclaim his Lord, his Jesus Christ.
但是真正问题一出现的时候呢我们的眼睛转到哪里去了呢
But when we encounter a problem, what do we see?
我们想说我们有多少的条件
So we try to solve ourselves.
我们有二十两银子
So we have 8 months' wages.
而且还看别人的，那个小孩子有饼跟鱼。
And look around the people, only have five loaves and two fish.
我们遇见的事情，我们的心转向的是周围的环境。
So when we encounter difficulty, we look around the surroundings.
虽然我们也在别人的面前信誓旦旦的说，我信靠的是这位死里复活的主。
So we proclaim the resurrecting Lord.
真正的。言语上的信仰跟实际的信仰中间是有距离的。
So what we claim to believe and we will truly believe, there is some distance in between.
耶稣带领这个门徒，他要让他们认识他是谁。
Jesus led disciples in the hope that they can recognize the true Jesus.
你我在这条路上走的时候，是不是也常常遇到这样的情况呢
？So walking on the path.Have we encountered similar situation?
这个事情太大太复杂了，耶稣可能没办法处理。
So the things too big to handle even for Jesus.
现在是二十一世纪的时代了，耶稣可能没有办法处理这样时代的问题。
So it's 21st century. Probably Jesus didn't know how to solve the problem.
接下来耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下。”数目约有五千。
Jesus said, "Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in the place, and a man sat down, about 5,000 of them.
耶稣很体贴人哈。
So Jesus was very considerate.
因为等一下我们看见耶稣要把这个饼跟鱼变了以后呢，然后分给他们吃。
So Jesus is going to share the bread and fish with them.
我常常看见那个电视记者在拍的那个救济的那个行那个群众。
So we can always see the newscasts about relief worker for famine.
那些给那些食物的那来拿食物的那些人都是怎么样？都是站着的。
So the people come to get the relief always standing there in line.
但是耶稣说，请你们坐下来。
But Jesus asked people around him to sit down.
而且不是坐在这个石头板上。
But not on a hard place.
是在柔软的草地上面。
And sitting on plenty of grass in that place.
耶稣真的是很贴心啊。
So Jesus was very considerate.
而且五千人要把饼分完，要花一段长的时间啊。
Because it take a while to share the bread and fish among 5,000.
耶稣等一下要做一件很大很大的神迹。
So he was to perform a great miracle later.
我们一般人一个人想做大一点的事情的话，都得要吹锣打鼓啊。
So when something big happened, we try to promote it.
要让大家好像非得要知道就是我做的。
Let everyone know it's me.
但是我们在这里看见耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。
So that's why Jesus took the loaf, gave thanks, and distributed it to those who were seated.
分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
So he did the same with the fish as much as they wanted.
所以我们可以知道那个 buffet 啊，一定是从这里开始的。
So we know this is the origin of buffet.
随着你们所要吃的 all you can eat.
That's all you can eat.
耶稣行完这么大的神迹，就这么简单的一个动作，就祝谢了，就分开了。
So it's a simple gesture from him, give thanks and distribute it.
好像在人看起来无声无息。
It looked like a small action.
这些人吃饱了，耶稣就对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋了。”
So when they have all enough to eat, he said to his disciple, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted."
耶稣节省不节省
？So he's a frugal person.
吃剩下的零碎还要收起来
？So let nothing be wasted.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎和就是众人吃。剩下的收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten.
其实耶稣做这件事情是一个很简单的宣告。
So it's a simple proclamation from Jesus.
我从来没有吝啬。
I was never a miser.
我给的一定是多而有余的。
So I was generous, have something to spare for all of you.
充充满满供应给你们
sufficient for everyone
我们再来看众人就看见耶稣所行的神迹就说这真是那大要到世间来的先知
after people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did they began to say surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world
我们一起头的时候就讲到说众人是看见什么事情跟随耶稣是看见了什么事情呢
？At the beginning, we said the crowd saw the miraculous sign. That's why they followed Jesus.
他们看见耶稣在病人的身上所行的神迹，也就是耶稣医治了病人。
The miracle sign that he healed the sick.
现在众人看见了耶稣所行的另外一个神迹是什么呢
？Now they saw another miraculous sign.
就五个饼，两条鱼，可以喂饱五千多人。
He filled the multitude of 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他们眼睛还是看见了。
They saw.
他们看见神迹。
The miraculous sign.
接下来，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
你觉得这些众人聪明不聪明
？Do you think the multitude were smart?
他们发现耶稣可以医病。
They knew.Jesus can heal the sick.
现在耶稣又可以喂人。
Also fed the multitude.
那事实上就跟今天的美国政府一样，他又给 Social Security， 又给 Medicaid.
Just like welfare country of United States.
你有病 ，Medicaid.
So if you're sick, the Medicaid will provide medical care.
你需要钱，我有 Social Security。
If you need money, Social Security will provide.
你可以看到，只要能够提供这两样的，人都会要你做王的。
So you know, if you can provide, people will want you to be king.
你看这些众人眼睛看得雪亮不雪亮呢
？So are they sharp in their eyesight?
他又可以医病，哇，那让我身体能够健康，多好
！So Jesus can heal me.
肚子饿了 ，all you can eat.
And Jesus can feed me as much as I wanted.
这样不是就是可以做我的王吗
？So he should be king.
他们眼睛看见了
，they saw.
弟兄姐妹，是不是耶稣来？就是为了这些事情呢
Was it that the purpose Jesus came to us?
腓力的眼睛只看见二十两的银子
Philip only saw 8 months of wage.
他的思维里面认为耶稣你所能做的事情就是在二十两银子的范围里面了
So he kind of limited what Jesus could do with 8 months of wage.
安德烈的眼睛看到的是五个饼两条鱼
What Andrew saw was 5 loaves and 2 fish.
所以耶稣你所能够做事的范围就是这五个饼跟两条鱼
He had limited view what Jesus can do.
众人看见耶稣在病人身上所行的神迹，所以耶稣你能医病。
So multitude know Jesus can heal the sick.
只是那个时候他们可能没有查清楚，耶稣只医哪几个专科的。
But probably Jesus specializes for the limited diseases.
接下来他们又看见耶稣所行的五饼二鱼的神迹。
Then the miracle of feeding the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他们或许会想说，耶稣这五饼二鱼只能喂饱五千人。
They only think, it's enough to feed 5,000.
可能人数再多的话就喂不饱了。
May not be enough for more people.
所以这些人眼睛都有所看见。
They saw something.
弟兄姐妹，我们来到耶稣的面前，我们过去是不是也曾经以为我们看见了耶稣所能行的，所以我们来了
？Were we the same kind of limited our vision of Jesus why he came to us?
所以我们把我们的视野就局限在这个范围，耶稣也只能在我这个范围里面。
So we're limited the scope that Jesus to our eyesight only.
我们限制了耶稣的作为。
We limited what Jesus can do for us.
我们再来看耶稣他看见了什么。
Then what did Jesus see?
在刚才所读的圣经里面，耶稣举目看见许多人。
Jesus saw the multitude.
耶稣举目看见许多人。
And Jesus looked up and saw the great crowd.
这里讲得很好，耶稣没有说我看见了谁有病。
Didn't say Jesus saw someone was sick.
耶稣没有说哪几个人他饿了。
He didn't say he saw some people hungry.
他看见的是一个一个人。
He saw each individual within a great crowd.
一个一个的人都是按照他的形象和样式所造的。
Everyone was made in God's image.
圣经里面还讲到说，他自己原知道要怎样行。
He already had in mind what he was going to do.
他自己原知道要怎样行。
He already had in mind what he was going to do.
当他看见这些人的时候，他知道他要做什么。
So he saw those people. He already had in mind what he was going to do.
当腓力面对这个问题的时候，他就盯着那二十两的银子。
Philip fixed his eyesight on 8 months' wages.
他认为耶稣，你只能这样行。
That's his idea about Jesus, what Jesus can do.
安德烈看到那五个饼跟两条鱼，他就认为耶稣就是只能在这个范围行。
So Andrew's limited Jesus for 5 loaves and 2 fish.
甚至这些众人，他们想到自己的病，想到自己的饮食。他认为耶稣我让你做王，你就行这个范围的事情。
And the multitude make him king, thinking they can heal them and provide their food.
但是这里圣经很明白地说，耶稣他自己原知道要怎样行。
But Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do.
我们的祷告的里面有多少的祷告都是说，主啊，我要你这样行。
How many times we pray we want Jesus to do what we wanted?
我们是不是有祷告说，主啊？你要我怎么行
？Not what Jesus wants us to do.
或是说，耶稣你自己要怎样行
？Or that will be done.
所以我们事实上常常强逼耶稣做王。
So we often force Jesus to be king.
这个王其实不自由的。
So it's not free to be king.
这个王是要受我们约束的，受我们控制的。
It was king by force, controlled by us.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是真的认识这位能够使五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的这位主？
Do we really know the God who healed the sick and feed the multitude with five loaves and two fish?
我们是不是常常到他的面前寻求你原来的意思是什么？
Do we come to him to ask for his will for us?
其实我们可能有很多的时候我们强逼他做王。
Oftentimes we make him king by force.
弟兄姐妹，这句话为什么叫强逼他做王？因为他本来就是王。
But it's kind of contradictory. He is king anyway.
你们只是要逼我做你们要的那个模式的王而已。
Because we make him king by force according to our will.
我们不知不觉当中我们得罪了这位上帝。
Without knowing, we offended him.
主耶稣真的知道什么是对我们最好的。
Jesus knows what's best for us.
有时候我们都以为我们非常的精明，很快我就可以判断事情，我就下决定，主啊，这样做一定是最好的。
Sometimes we're through making quick decisions, know what's best for us, quote unquote.
弟兄姐妹，如果你真的是从耶稣那里转了一圈，明白他的旨意，再出来说我们当怎么走的话，人立刻会感觉得到的。
So you come to Jesus and decide what to do, people will notice.
从耶稣那个地方转出来的所说的所做的就是不一样。
If you come from Jesus, what you say, what you have done will be different.
不到耶稣那里转一圈出来就是满了血气，满了肉体。
So without going to Jesus, you're full of flesh in what you're doing.
这是强逼他做王的做法。
This is making king by force.
盼望我们在主的面前常常寻求他的旨意是什么。
Let's come to him searching for his will.
不要看自己过于所当看的。
So don't look at yourself more than you should.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.